Today's shiur is Masechet Pesachim, Daf Pei, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Aresha Yisrael Mechta Tar and Mechta Tameim. We have a situation of half a Klal Yisrael, Tar and half a Klal Yisrael, Tamei. So the Tanakhama says, Halala Oysim L'Atmam, V'Halala Oysim L'Atmam. The two groups should make the Karan Pesach, both on Pesach, Rishon, but they should make it separately. We have a situation that we have more Tamei people than Tar people. Afilo Echad, even if the difference is only one person, 101 versus 100, Yasu Betumah, that we should make it Betumah. And like we explained yesterday when we learned the Mishnah, not only should the Tameim be Tamei, but the Tahirim should work together with the Tameim. Why? Lefish ain't carbon tzibacholik. We don't want divisions in Klal Yisrael. And if we have most of Klal Yisrael Tamei, everybody should make it betumah. Rebbe Lezma Masya Omer, ain't a yochid machriyas tzibur. If the difference is only a difference of one, ain't a yochid machriyas tzibur tumah. Shenemar, the pasuk says regarding the Karan Pesach, leisucha lezboich es a pesach bechet shorecha. You can't shech the Karan Pesach be'echod, only for one person. So the simple way of understanding Rav Elazar ben Masya is that Rav Elazar ben Masya is teaching us that if we have 101 Tameim and 101 Tahirim and 100 Tahirim, so it's only a difference of one, then we don't let the Tameim make Karan Pesach Rishon. What they should do, that will be discussed further in the Shir Emitz Hashem. The question the Mefarshim ask is, what about the other way around? Let's say you'll have 101 Tahirim and 100 Tameim. So again, it's only a difference of one. Does Rabbi Elazar ben Masya still say his din, that one isn't enough of a difference? Or does Rabbi Elazar ben Masya say, as the words of the Gemara say, that it's only for Tumah that one isn't enough, but for Tahara, one is enough? It's Machloikis. Tells us the Rabbeinu Chananel how to understand this Gemara. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, the Gemara means that a difference of one is not enough. So if we have 101 Tameim and 100 Tahirim, that won't allow the Tameim to bring the Karan Pesach on Pesach Rishon. Now, how many people do you need to make a difference when you have a situation of 101 to 100? You only need one person to make a difference. Because if one of the Tahar Digger people becomes Tameh, so now you'll have a situation of 102 to 99. That, says Rabbeinu Chananel, even Rabbi Elazar ben Masya will agree, is acceptable. He says, when we speak about one being insignificant, he only means in the total. You can't have a total of that only has a difference of one. But if it's one person that makes the difference, that's okay. So that's, as we will learn later in the Shir, as long as one of the people changes his status, and you won't have any more only a difference of one, that will be the halacha. Rav Shimon goes a step further. Afilu sheva echad tamei. You have one sheva that's mostly tamei. V'shak kol ha-shvatim tahirim. And all the other shvatim are tahar. So since it's a whole sheva that's in question, even though when you look at the totality of Klal Yisrael, most of Klal Yisrael is tahar, the halacha is halala oisim latzman, the halala oisim latzman. This sheva that's tamei should make Pesach Rishon, but they should not mingle with the rest of Klal Yisrael. My Talmud Rav Shimon, what's the basis of Rav Shimon's Pesach? Kesava shevet echer ikri kol. One shevet is already considered a kol, and therefore it's considered that most of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, that you bring in a Pesach Rishon. Rav Yehuda takes Rav Shimon's position, but goes one step further. He says, afilu shevet echer Tameh, if one shevet is mostly Tameh, v'shak kol shvatim tarim, all the other shvatim atar, yas betumah, he should bring the current Pesach betumah. Not just that one shevet, but all of Klal Yisrael should bring in Tumah. Why? She'ain carbon tzibur cholik. Because you can't separate Klal Yisrael, and we don't want to have a situation where one shevet is bringing in Tumah, and the rest of Klal Yisrael is bringing in Betara. And the Gemara explains it. Rabbi Yehuda saw a shevet echad ikri kol. One shevet itself is already considered a kohol, and we'll now have a situation of palga. It's considered like it's a half and half situation, and we don't want ein carbon tzibacholik. We don't want to divide Klal Yisrael. That's why avdi kula betumah, everybody should bring it betumah. So as the Chasam Sofer explains, Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds that this concept that we already introduced in the previous year of Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk, that we don't want to have a situation of Klal Yisrael divided, is Midaraisa. Because if it was only a Drabbanan Diga thing, you know, we don't like fights, then how could we allow people who are Tor to work together with people who are Tamei just to avoid problems, just to make harmony? So the Chassam Sofer says, because there's a pasuk in the Torah, Leishas Gaidudu, Leishas Agudus Agudus, don't make Klal Yisrael into groups. And therefore, because of that din, if we have a situation that people are allowed to bring the Karban Pesach Batoma, which people? The people of the Shevet who is mostly Tamei, then we insist that they mingle together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Mefarshim point out a very important concept. Although Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the person that's saying Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees with him, and he says that when you have a situation of one Shevet being mostly Tamei and the other Shvatim being Tar, he says that they should remain separate. Say to Mefarshim, it's not that Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to the concept of Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. So we go back to the first case that we learned today, the classical case, when you're looking at Klal Yisrael at a totality, and in a totality we have more Tameim than Tahirim, Rav Shimon will agree to the concept of Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk, and everybody should do it together. Rav Shimon is telling us that although when you're looking at everybody together, well, let's say you're looking at one Shevet itself, we don't want to separate within one Shevet, he holds that separating one Shevet from other Shvatim is not contradictory to the concept of Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. However, he certainly agrees to the concept. Rabbi Yehuda says that the concept is so important and something that we always want to follow that we even follow it when we're talking about separate Shvatim. But everybody, to some degree, subscribes to this concept. Continues the Gemara. Itma. Ha Yisrael mechza tayrim mechza tameim. If we have a situation half and half, Amar Rav. So now, what do we do? So Rav says, Metam Melech B'Sheretz. Take one of the people who are Tahor, and make him Tamei, and by making him Tamei, we now have a situation of 101 Tameim versus 99 Tahir. Ask the Gemara, V'mai nevdahani luchadayu v'hani luchadayu. Why don't we just keep them separate? Like Rav told us yesterday. Rav taught us, the Gemara we spent a lot of time on yesterday, when you ever have a situation of half and half, everybody should bring Pesach Rishon, just they should stay separate. Dama Rav, as we learned yesterday, when you're dealing with a situation of half and half, halal oisim la'atzmam, halal oisim la'atzmam. Answers the Gemara, Amri, hachav ma'iskin, what are we talking about here? K'gon shayu tameim oitvim tahayim echad. That you have more tameim than tahayim. When did Rav say that we keep them separate? When we have a situation of half and half. Here we're dealing in a situation that there's more Tameim than Tahirim. Says the Gemara, if that's how you're explaining Rav's din, so if you have more Tameim than Tahirim, and the halach is when you have more Tameim than Tahirim, as we began today's shir, never kula betumah, then everybody could bring a betumah. So why does Rav tell us to make one person Tamei? Answers the Gemara, Savlak Rav Elazar ben Maaseiah. Rav is going to hold like Rav Elazar ben Maaseiah. The Omar, Ene Yochid Machriyas Tzibur Latuma. A difference of one is not adequate. So we have 101 Tameim and 100 Tahirim. It's not according to Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseiah. And the Gemara is saying now Rav agrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseiah. Consider the situation of most of Klal Yisrael being Tamei, because it's only a difference of one. Says the Gemara. So what is it? If you have a situation of 101 Tameim to 100 Tahirim, how do you look at it? You don't look at it like mostly Tameim. You look at it like half and half. What is the halach by half and half? Everybody remains separate. So we're back to Al-Kasha. Why did Rav say, make one person Tamei, keep everybody separate? Ihacha, says the Gemara, hadu kushta laduchti. If you only have a difference of one, and you're saying that when you only have a difference of one, 101 Tameim versus 100 Tameim, Tahirim, you're treating it like half and half. So Rav l'shitasei, Nevdahani luchudayu, fahani luchudayu. Let's keep everybody separate. Says the Gemara al-Hachikam. This is what Rav meant to say. E ikatana de sovla katana kama. If we will have a Tana that will agree with the Tana kama that says When you have a situation half and half, you don't bring it all together. Furthermore, the Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, but he also agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, he will hold that when you have half and half, you can't bring them all together, because it's not considered Roiv Tmeim. So what would you tell me to do? Let them all bring Pesach Rishon, just stay separate. But Rabbi Yehuda, we just finished explaining, doesn't like Machlaikas. Nobody should like Machlaikas. He doesn't like Machlaikas. So you don't want to do that. So now I'm stuck. What do I do? That's why Rav told us what you should do is Metamenech Mesheretz. Make somebody Tamei Mesheretz. And since you make him Tamei Mesheretz, so now you'll have a situation of Roiv Tmeim. When you have a situation of Roiv Tmeim, everybody agrees that that it should be brought the Toma. Ula tells us we should do something else. Ulama Meshachet Echemem L'Derech. We take one of the Tar people, and we send them away. So by sending them away, we change the count. Again, let's figure it out. Our example is that we have 101 Tmeim to 100 Tahirim. So what you'll do is send one of the Tar people, so it's not enough, it's only a difference of one. Send one away, and now it'll be 101 to 99. Ask Taisus Apash Takasha. Instead of sending one of the Tar people away, why don't we send one of the Tami people away? We want to just get things a majority. So instead of sending one of the Tami people away, we could send as many as away to have more Tar than Tami. So Taisus has a beautiful teretz. If we send one of the Tar Digger people away, what will we end up with? We'll end up with a situation that we have more Tmeim. If we have more Tmeim, everybody brings Pesach Rishon. If we send one of the Tamei Digger people away, what's going to be the situation? We'll have more Tar Digger people. And what's going to end up with the Tamei Digger people? They're going to have to bring Pesach Sheni. We don't want to do that. We want everybody to be able to bring Pesach Rishon. So I'd rather send one of the Tar Digger people away and end up with most of the people, everybody, almost everybody, bringing Pesach Rishon versus sending a Talmud Digger person away and ending up with all those people having to have to wait for Pesach Shem. We're going to talk about that. Says the Gemara. V'u Amar, Mishal Chanechem El Derech Rechayka. We send one of them away, one of the, as I said, again, Tar Digga people away. So now we have a majority of Tumma. By having a majority of Tumma, almost everybody besides this one gentleman will bring it Pesach Rishon. Ask the Gemara, why did Ula not agree to what Rav said? Ula said, make him Tamei. First of all, why would you want to make him Tamei? Well, send him away, which is a bother. He has to be away from Yerushalayim for Pesach. Just make him Tamei Sheretz, like Rav told us. Answers the Gemara, Ula holds that wouldn't work, because he holds that a person who's a Tamei Sheretz is not considered Tamei. Why? We're going to talk about it more in future Shurim, but the reason is very simple. What's the problem with somebody who's Tamei? The problem with somebody who's Tamei is that he can't eat the Karban Pesach. But somebody who's Tamei Sheretz will be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Today's Erev Pesach. So yes, everybody's bringing the Karban Pesach. He can't come to the Beis HaMikdash. But you don't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash with your Karban Pesach. You just have to be able to eat it by night. So go to the mikveh today, Erev Pesach. Have Erev Shemesh. And then tonight, you'll be able to join. So making somebody a Tamei Sheretz, Ula says, doesn't consider him Tamei. So what's our goal? Our goal is to have more Tmeim than Tahirim. You're not going to have more Tmeim than Tahirim anyway.
Touch your mace.
Ask the Gemara, the Tmeim mace. So good. Tamei Sheretz doesn't count. The make him a Tamei mace, says the Gemara, that won't work. Matcheu atam michigigasai. Because we also know that in the second, from the second day, there's a din of Chagigas Tezvav, from the first day in Yontav and on, the person has to bring a carbon Chagiga, the Shalmi Chagiga. We spoke about it a lot earlier in the Masechta. The Chagigas Tezvav, and now, what's going to happen? He's Tamei. You made him Tamei Erev Pesach. And by how long is the minimum amount of person's Tamei Meis? 7 days. So he's not going to be able to bring the carbon Chagiga. So that's why we don't do it. Says the Gemara, if that's a concern, So if you're saying that making a person tamei isn't a good reason, because you don't want it, why should he lose out? So then he's going to lose out the Karban Pesach also. If you make him tamei meis, he can't eat the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, for Karban Pesach, there's always a backup. Efshad Avad B'Sheni. So if the whole problem, if the whole concern were just the Karban Pesach, that I could deal with. I'll tell him to bring a Pesach Sheni. But a Karban Chagiga, there is no Tashlumen for. There is no backup. So why should the person lose the Karban Chagiga? Ask the Gemara, B'meis Nami, Efshad Avad B'Shvi. By Karban Chagiga, the halach is that if you don't bring it the first day, you'll have it, you could bring it all 7 days. So yes, you made him Tamei Ere Pesach. How many days will it be Tamei? A total of 7. But by Shvi Shal Pesach, he'll be Tar. So what are you telling me? That he's going to lose out the opportunity to bring out the Karban Chagiga? He doesn't lose it. Shvi Shal Pesach, he'll bring it. Davalei Shmini Shalai, it's the 8th day, it's already after the 7th day. Says the Gemara, Kesav Ula, Kulon Tashlum Derishin Hu. The Karban Chagiga that we could bring all days of the Yontif, it's not every day has the opportunity to bring the Karban Chagiga. It's a Tashlumim, it's a makeup for the first day. Therefore, the Chazi Berishin, the person who could bring it on the first day, Chazi Bekula, could bring it all of the days. The Kol Haicha, the like Chazi Berishin, but if he can't bring it the first day, like Chazi Bekula, then he can't bring it at all. And since on the first day he's going to be a Tamei Meis, so you can't say wait till the last, bring it on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is a makeup for the first day. And the first day he was a Tamei Meis and he was excluded.
So someone's on the guide in Chol HaMoed, he couldn't bring it.
Correct. And the Mepharshim say that is the inherent difference between the Karban Chagiga and Pesach Sheni. Karban Chagiga, all the day, as the Gemara is teaching us now, is a makeup for the first day. So if somebody was disqualified in the first day, he can't bring it the rest of Yontif. On the other hand, say to Mepharshim, Pesach Sheni is not a makeup for Pesach Rishon. What's the proof? Because all the people who bring Pesach Sheni would disqualify Pesach Rishon. And the Tori Evan explains, he uses a very simple logic. The 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, the same day, din, are all one consecutive series of days. Pesach Sheni is anyway a month later, so you can't say something that's a month later is a makeup. It's obviously an independent Yontif. Says the Tzlach, the Gemara could have said something else. The Gemara could have said, you know what the problem is? Maybe Shvi'i Shel Pesach is on Shabbos. What are we saying? That he'll become Tamei Ere Pesach, and then he'll make himself tar on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and the Mepharshim say from here we see a raya that in order for a person to become tar on Yontif, he's allowed to go through the Hazor process on Chol HaMoed to become tar on the 6th day of Yontif, which is Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, and then the 7th day he'll bring the Karban. Maybe the 7th day is Shabbos, and the 7th day you can't bring a Karban Chagiga because Karban Chagiga is not Toich Shabbos. So why didn't the Gemara say that? It says the Tzlach, beautiful. If the 7th day is Shabbos, what day was Erev Pesach?
Right.
Shabbos. If the 7th day is Shabbos, then Erev Pesach was Shabbos. So then you can't send him outside either, because sending outside is sending him outside the Tchum. So that wouldn't have worked. So if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you're stuck no matter what. Neither Eitz will work. Not making him a Tamei Meis, and not sending him out. So that's why the Gemara didn't go that way, because then you have no options. According to Ula, that doesn't let you use the option of making him a Tamei Sheretz. Ask Tosfos, what were we trying to accomplish here? We're trying to say, why is sending him outside the Tchum a preferable way? Why is sending him out of the Tchum preferable to making him a Tamei Meis? Because if he's a Tamei Meis, he won't be able to bring the Karban Chagiga. Why can't he bring the Karban Chagiga? Let's review what we learned. Because the first day Yontif, he wasn't here. And if he wasn't here the first day Yontif, then if Kulan Tashlumen for the first day, if you miss the first day, you miss the whole Yontif. Ask Taisa, so what did you do? Send him away. So he's not here the first day Yontif. He's sent outside the Tchum. So then he can't bring the Karban Chagiga either. What's Ula saying? That sending him out is a more preferable option than making him a Tamei Meis. It's not more preferable. He still can't bring the Karban Chagiga because he wasn't here the first day. So first of all, Taisa teaches us that the Karban Chagiga cannot be sent through a shliach. Because if you could send it through a shliach, the Gemara's question wouldn't be relevant. I can't bring it, my shliach will bring it for me. But Taisha says there's a difference between somebody who's Tamei versus somebody who was just sent Chutz L'Tchum. First of all, Taisha says, he'll be Chutz L'Tchum during the afternoon when they're bringing the Korban Pesach. But then he could come back. So he'll be here by the first day Yontif. Second of all, Taisu says that Chum is only a Durabonon. So since it's only Durabonon, Midaraisa he could have been here, and Midaraisa he could be here. Tumas Mes is a Duraisa. Thirdly, Taisu says there's an inherent difference between the Psul of a Tamei Meis and the Psul of somebody's Chutz to Chum. A Tamei Meis is Psul Begufoi. He's inherently disqualified. So if he's inherently disqualified the first day Yontif, teaches us Ula, there's no makeup for somebody who's inherently disqualified. On the other hand, somebody's chutz tchum, there's nothing wrong with the person. He's perfectly tar. There's a geographical issue. A geographical issue doesn't make him disqualified that he can't use it as a makeup. But there's a beautiful tzlach. The tzlach says, what will be if the person, that we must be speaking in a situation that the women are not in this cheshbon, that the women are mostly tar. We're only looking at the men. Why? Because if we're going to learn like we learned yesterday at the end of the shir, that women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, and since they're mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, they could be included in the count. So let's do the following: send the woman chutzotchum. Tamei Meis. So what will be? She'll bring Pesach Sheni. And what's your concern that by making her tamei she can't bring the karmel chagiga? Women aren't mechuyev in karmel chagiga anyway. They're only mechuyim karm pesach, not a karm chagiga. Says the tzlach, the gemara must be speaking in a situation where the women are changing the status of the women won't affect our shayla. Says the maloy royim, I don't understand the tzlach. What do you want? You want that the woman should agree to become a tamei meis. Karm pesach she'll bring pesach sheni, and karm chagiga is not a problem because she's not mechuyim karm chagiga. Says the maloy royim. Even if women, we learned yesterday, are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni is Rishos. So what are you asking this woman? She should give herself up for all of Klal Yisrael, and you'll say bring Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only Rishos. And now she could have brought it Bechayiv. That's not fair. That's why the Gemara couldn't suggest, says the Malay Roim like the Tzlach, that we should be Matama a woman. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman. So what did Ula tell us? To send the person chutz l'tchum, so they shouldn't be in the count. Zula v'amr leil Ula. Go tell Ula, man tzayis, who's going to pay attention to what you said? Da'oka sichei mashkan avirad. That he's going to have to pick himself up and leave Yerushalayim for all of Klal Yisrael to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Who wants to do that? Why? It's not fear. I saw a very interesting tshuva from the B'tzela Chokhmah based on this Gemara. Nothing to do specifically with our sugya, but it's an interesting tshuva. There's a shaila. If somebody has a child that he has to make a bris milah for, is he allowed to eat before he makes the bris milah? Because normally the halacha is, when somebody's mechuyev to do a mitzvah, he's not allowed to eat until he does the mitzvah. Bedikas chametz. He's not allowed to eat until you do bedikas chametz. Shofar. Pashat, you're not supposed to eat until you hear the shofar. So if somebody has a child to make a bris milah, he's not allowed to eat until the bris. So the arm of Paiskim to disagree. They say that the din that you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah is a mitzvah that's a mitzvah iveris. That if you don't do it in a certain time, you lost it. So B'dikas Chametz, you're supposed to do Pesach by night. Shaifi, you're supposed to leave here on Rosh Hashanah. Afterwards, it's too late. A bris milah, although there's a mitzvah to do it B'yayim HaShmini, if you don't do it B'yayim HaShmini, you have a whole lifetime to do it. But most Paiskim say you're not supposed to eat before you make a bris milah, if you have a mechiv to make a bris milah. So what will be the halacha if you're not making your own bris milah? You ask a moil to do the bris milah. Is a moil allowed to eat before he makes a bris milah? So they say, based on this Gemara, that he's allowed to. Because the moil is a shliach. And we see that whenever you're dealing with a shliach, there's a concept that you can't make it difficult for him. Because you're going to make it difficult for him, he's going to say, why? He said, why should I have to leave Yerushalayim for Pesach? The same thing, if I'm going to tell the moil, if we're going to ask the moil to do a bris milah, he's not going to be able to eat because the bris is in the afternoon. He's doing a whole series of brisin, so he's never going to want to be a moil. So that's why the halacha is that a moil, even if a father of a son is not allowed to eat before the bris milah, says the B'tzela Chachma, moil may eat before he makes a bris milah. Itmar, says the Gemara, Hay Ruben Zovim. Let's say most of Klal Yisrael are Zovim. And as we will learn, although Tmei Mesim, if most of Klai Yisrael are Tmei Mesim, they make Pesach Rishon. If most of Klai Yisrael are Zovin, then they still don't make Pesach Rishon. Umiut and Tmei Mesim. But a miut of Klai Yisrael are Tmei Mesim. What's the situation? Omer Rav, Oysen Tmei Mesim, those Tmei Mesim this year, and Oysen Loi B'Rishon Loi B'Sheni. They won't be able to make a current Pesach at all. Rishon Loyavdi, they don't make a Pesach Rishon, they have a miuta, because they're only a minority. And we know, the miuta Loy Avdi B'Rishon. That if it's only a minority of Klai Yisrael that's Tamei, they don't make Pesach Rishon. B'Sheni Noyotmi Loy Avdi, but we can't let them make Pesach Sheni, because the Aloch is, Kol Heichi the Avdi Tziba B'Rishon, when is there Aloch that most, that they make, when you make Pesach Rishon, Kol Heichi the Avdi Tziba B'Rishon, and most of Klai Yisrael brought Pesach Rishon, that's when Yo'ovid Yochid B'Sheni. Most of Klaus, then the majority who was left out will bring Pesach Sheni. But here we're a situation that most of Klaus role is not bringing Pesach Rishon. Why? Because most of Klaus role are Zovin. So the Aloch is Kalecha de Le'avdi Tziba B'Rishon. Wherever most of Klaus role doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, then Lo Yovid Yochid B'Sheni. Then the Yochid doesn't make Pesach Sheni. Omle Shmuel. So Shmuel sent a message to Rav. Zil Omle Laba. Go tell Rav. The Pasuk says, V'yasub b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach me'adoi me'avdislu. What are you going to do with this Pasuk? The way you have it this year, most of Klai Yisrael is not bringing Karm Pesach, because Pesach Rishon you had all these oven and all these Tmei Mesim we were not letting, and now Pesach Sheni we're not letting them either. So what's going to happen with the din that you have to bring in Karm Pesach? That's why Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Amalei, so Rav sent back to Shmuel Zer Amalei. He says to Shmuel the following: why would be Ki kav kulas oven? What if all of Klai Yisrael is a Pesach Rishon? May have the slay. So what about the pasuk v'yasub nei saw v'yasub a Pesach Madi? You have to make current Pesach. So what do you do with the pasuk? El kimin d'layefsha layefsha. There's a pasuk, but you can't. Hachinami layefsha. In a situation like this, it's considered layefsha. The Torah only spoke when it's doable. Says the Gemara another din. Itmar hay Reuben tamei mesim. If most of Klai Yisrael tamei mesim umiutin zoven and a miut is oven. So Rav Hunama ain't teshlum lePesach abavetuma. So what is the Gemara discussing? This person is a zav on Pesach Rishon, so Pesach Rishon he can't bring. What will be the halacha? But by the time Pesach Sheni comes around, the zav is already tahor. So will the zav be allowed to bring the Pesach Sheni? Rav Huna says no. Since the first Pesach was a situation that was not a perfect situation, most of Klai Yisrael were tamei, so we don't allow the Pesach Sheni to be brought. He says yes, the Zovin could bring Pesach Sheni. What's the machlokes? Name of a hakamifki. The man domed aim tashlum Pesach abba betuma. The man domed says that in the year that the Pesach Rishon was being brought, when most of Klai Yisrael being tamei, k'sover he holds tuma dechuyi b'tzuber. It's a very b'diavadig situation. It's not a perfect situation when Klai Yisrael is bringing Pesach betuma. And therefore, it doesn't have the ability to allow that the Pesach Sheni should be brought in such a year. That even if it's a year, the most of Klai Yisrael were Tamei in Pesach Rishon, and that we brought the current Pesach Betuma, we could still bring a Pesach Sheni that year. Why? Because it's perfectly acceptable. It's L'chat Chila when most of Klai Yisrael is Tamei. Says the Gemara Amri Loi. We don't have to connect this machlokes to that shaila. It could be the kula alma tuma tuchui b'tzibur. Everybody could agree that tuma is an unfortunate situation. Bakovsky, what's the machlokes? Masav a tar mitchia tuma loy mitchia. A tardiga situation has the ability to activate a pesach sheni. A tumadiga situation doesn't have that ability. A masav a feel tuma nam mitchia. Even a tumadiga situation has that ability. Itmar, another situation. You have a situation of a third of Klai Yisrael are Zovin. They certainly can't bring Pesach Rishon. V'shlishten Torim, they certainly can. V'shlishten Tamei Mesim, and a third is Tamei Mes. What do we do? How do we look at those Tamei Mesim? Amar Abmani Bapatish, Oysen Tamei Mesim, and Oysen Lois Rishon V'lois Hasheni. They can't bring any Karm Pesach. B'rishon Loyavdi, they can't bring Pesach Rishon, because Hagdilu Zovin al Tahirim, we combine the Zovin with Tahirim, the Loi Avdi B'tumah, but they can't, even though they can't bring the Karm Pesach. Havle Tamei Meis Miyuta. We'll have 2/3 of Klal Yisrael versus 1/3. When you have a 1/3 situation, so since they're a miyut, they don't bring Pesach Rishon. B'sheni le'avdi, but then again, we don't let them bring Pesach Sheni. Why? For Pesach Sheni, nitzrefu zovin im tamei mesim. We combine the zovin with the tamei mesim because we didn't let the zovin make Pesach Rishon, the le'avdi berishon. So we have a roiv. We take the 2/3, the zovin plus the tamei mesim. And we've been explaining for the last couple of days that when do we allow Pesach Sheni to be brought? When it's only a meat, when it's only a minority of Klal Yisrael. But here we have a majority of Klal Yisrael wanting to bring Pesach Sheni. Havle Ruba, for Ruba lo mitchel Pesach Sheni, a Roiv doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. So the Tamei Mesim certainly don't bring Pesach Sheni. Now what's going to be the halacha on the Zoven? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that we will allow the Zoven to bring Pesach Sheni. Other Rishonim say that no. The Gemara says that since we are Roiv, we're combining the Zoven and Tamei Mesim when we look at Pesach Sheni, and a Roiv doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, so we don't let the Zoven bring Pesach Sheni either. So ask the Mefarshim, according to those Rishonim, that this year Pesach Sheni, not only won't we allow the Tamei Mesim to bring, but also the Zoven, so why did the Gemara mention it? The Gemara only said that we won't let the Tamei Mesim. Why shouldn't the Gemara also speak about the Zoven? So Mefarshim say beautiful teretz. They say to not let the Tamei Mesim bring Pesach Sheni is a chiddush, because generally Tamei Mesim get a choice: either it's Pesach Rishon or it's Pesach Sheni. Here, that they should have no option is something that's not found in halacha. However, that Zoven should be excluded, that's not a chiddush. We learned in Amud Aleph already that Zoven are excluded. So the chiddush on Tamei Mesim is a lot more of a chiddush than on Zovim, and that's why the Gemara chose to only focus on the Tmei Mesim, not on the Zovim. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Shenizrik Domai, the Pesach Yediyid Zrikas Adam, Vakach Noidish Tomei, and then it was discovered that the Pesach was Tomei. Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos, what do we mean that the Pesach was Tomei? Rashi says, it does make a difference whether it was the dam of the Korban Pesach, the blood of the Korban Pesach, or the meat of the Korban Pesach. Makes no difference if after we only discover after the Zrikas Adam there was either the dam or Pesach where the dam or the meat were Tamei, but the Evid it works because that Tzitz Meratz, as we spoke about so many times already, Baruch Hashem, in the last number of Shiurim, that Tzitz has the power but the Evid to be Mechaper on Tumah. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says that if the bother were Tamei, the tzitz would not have the ability to be Maratza. The Mishnah is speaking about the dam is Tamei. However, Nitma Haguf, but let's say the Tamei that discovered is not on the tzitz, on the bother, or on the dam, on the animal. The Tamei that's discovered is on the individual. That the person bringing the Karan Pesach is discovered to be Tamei, ain't a tzitz Maratza. That the tzitz can't help. Menesh Amru, Hanozov Oysa Pesach. Somebody, a nozer, we spoke about this yesterday, that has to bring carbon shlomim at the end of his naziris. And that process only works if he's tohor. That carbon is cooked and has to be waved around him. And the carbon Pesach, tzitz meratz al tumas dam, if there's something wrong with the carbon, that means the dam became tamei. But the ever the tzitz will help if the zrika was done. But it was something wrong with the person, that the person was Tamei, that the tzitz can't help us. However, teaches us the Mishnah, there is one situation where the tzitz will help. Nitmat Tumas Atayim. Let's say we have something that's called Tumas Atayim, and we'll speak about it more in the Gemara Mitzvah. Tumas Atayim is the simplest way of explaining it, and we'll see more in the Gemara Mitzvah. Is that it's a tumma that nobody could have ever imagined was here. Somebody's walking in a field. There's nobody in the world that knows. This is the example the Gemara gives in tomorrow's shir. That somebody's walking in the field. There's nobody in the world that knows that somebody is buried here, that there's a mess buried here. And then it discovered that there was a mess buried there. So the person himself is tummy. Although we've been explaining in this whole Mishnah that the tzitz only helps if the tumah is in the meat or in the blood, but not in the person, there is one exception to the rule. That is, if the person was tummy with tumas at tahoim, then the tzitz will help, even though the tumas is on the person, not on the meat. Nidma, tumas at tahoim, had tzitz meratza. But the Chazanish, now the Chazanish says, wherever the tzitz works, the case of tumas at tahoim, the previous cases that we explained, says the Chazanish, it works to the degree that you'll even be allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Other Achroinim disagree with the Chazanish and say that it only works to the degree that you were yoytza mitzvah's Karban Pesach, that you fulfilled that mitzvah. But to be allowed to eat the meat, that wouldn't help you once you discovered that the meat or yourself was tamei. Says the Gemara, Tam the Nizrak v'achakach noida. What is the situation at the beginning of the Mishnah? That the person had Zrikas Adam, and only afterwards he discovered that the Karban Pesach was tamei. However, Avon noid v'achakach nizrak, what would happen if he was aware of his tumah, of the tumah on the carbon, prior to the Zrikas Adam, loy meratza? For that, the tzitz wouldn't help. V'rminu asked the Gemara Kasha, it says the Raisa, Ama tzitz meratza, when does the tzitz help? Al Adam, v'al Abosar, v'al Achel of Shenitma. All these items that became tamei, bein b'shoyig, bein b'mezed, whether it was purposely or inadvertently, bein b'oynis, bein b'rotzen, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. So here we see that even though he was aware of it, the tzitz still works. So what is the Mishnah teaching us that only works if he wasn't aware of it? Ravina. So Ravina says the Mishnah is not talking about being aware of it. The Mishnah means tumasai, if he became tamei, bein b'shoyig, bein b'mezed, hurtza. Then it will work. It makes no difference how the person became tamei. However, zrikasoi, the zrika only works if it's b'shoigig, that he wasn't aware when the zrika took place that he's tamei. B'shoigig kurtza. But mezid, however, he was aware when the zrika sadam was taking place that he was tamei, or that the animal was tamei rather, then loy hurtza, the hurtzits wouldn't help. That's how Ravina reconciles the Mishnah and the Braisa. Rav Shelama, Zrikasa bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid hurtza. Just the opposite. He says, it makes no difference if you were aware or you were not aware during the Zrika Saddam that you were tamei, the Zrika would work, the tzitz will help you. What does the Braisa mean? Tumasai. It's the tuma. If you became tamei b'shoigig, then hurtza, then the tzitz has the ability to help. If it was b'mezid, but however, if you became tamei b'mezid, then the tzitz can't help such a person. Loy hurtza. And the Rishonim explain what is the basis of the machloikus or Ravina of Shela. Ravina says that what is the crucial factor? The crucial factor is zrika. Because as we've said so many times, zrika is what affects kapara. So I want to know what the stage, what the situation is by zrika. Rav Shela says that the tum is the crucial factor, because the tum is what causes everything here to happen, and therefore I look at the tum. Ask the Gemara, but according to Rav Shela, even if the person was knew he was that the carbon was tamei b'shas the zrika, the tzitz will help. What's he going to do with that? Says in the Mishnah. What's he going to do with the brisa? Al hadik tam be mishaygig be mezed hachikam. This way, nitma b'shaygig. If the person actual tum was b'shaygig, and then the Zrika took place, makes no difference if the Zrika was Bein B'Shoig, Bein B'Mezid, Hurtza. Ask the Gemara, what's he going to do with our Mishnah? So it's mashma from our Mishnah. Tam the Nizrik v'Akach Noida. It's only because he wasn't aware of his, of the Tumah during the Zrika Saddam. Avon Noida v'Akach Nizrik. But if he was aware of the Tumah during the Zrika Saddam, loy, then the Mishnah would, the Mishnah is teaching us that the tzitz wouldn't help. But Rav Shela says that as long as the original tumah was b'shoigig, it makes no difference what happened during the zrika. Even if the zrika was done with him knowing that he's tamei, the tzitz will work. What's he going to do with our Mishnah? Says Rav Zreika, Hu adin dafil noide v'akach nizrik. The halacha is that even if he was aware during the zrika sadam that the carbon was tamei, the tzitz would help. So why didn't the Mishnah tell us? The Mishnah seems to teach us only if he wasn't aware. The Mishnah should have told us the bigger chiddush. The Mishnah should have told us that even if he was aware, the tzitz will help. What did he teach us that case? He should have told us the bigger chiddush. He should have told us that even if it was noida, b'shas the zrika, it'll help. Because we want to learn the Sefer. The Nitma, that's Guf. The when does the Tzitz help? It only helps if the Tumma is in the carbon. But if the Tumma is in the person, the Halacha is, ain't it Tzitz Meratza? And when is it not Meratza? Even in the situation that B'shas the Zrika, he wasn't aware that he was Tamei. Still the Tzitz can't help you. The Filu Nizrik V'Achach Noida, still the Tzitz can't help you. Loi, it wouldn't help you. That's why Ketani Reisha Nami Nizrik V'Achach Noida, that's why they chose to teach us the same case in the Reisha, even though he could have taught us a bigger Chiddush in the Reisha, that Noida V'Achach Nizrak, that he was aware that the carbon was Tamei, and he still did the Zrikas Adam, the Tzitz will help.